get up.
Chris Fade is here. Woo!
Wake up. Get up.
Chris Fade.
I like my hand motion.
Prateen Malik.
I just look at you and I'm like, you're a handsome man.
Thank you, Pretty.
And Dig Rossi.
The dream one day is to have a man bun like you.
You grow that and let's see what happens, okay?
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Are you ready to make some noise? 1, 2, 3, come on.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. Good morning. 6:01. It's Sunday, July 26th already. Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning.
And Rossi.
Good morning.
Good morning, the guys in studio. Two phone guy Eddie Nala's here. We are ready to do this right now. We're back at it. Another week together.
Yeah.
July 26th. Can you believe it?
Might be a short week, so
yeah, hopefully.
Happy Sunday.
Do we not know that yet?
So they've announced that I think for the public sector it's Thursday and Sunday, and I think
I saw an email regarding the private sector.
As well, yeah. I think being Thursday and Sunday. So I guess your companies will be sending out emails this week, right?
Have we got our email? Yeah, we haven't got ours yet.
No.
Why, have you booked something already?
No, I haven't booked anything. I just want to know. It's good to know. I like to know where I'm going to be, you know?
It makes you happy, right?
It's like to set my week up.
Yeah. How was the weekend with the family? You went away with the kids, right?
Oh, man, beautiful weekend. The fact that we can't travel outside the UAE, or, like, I'm not, because I'm not going to risk going to Australia, they're not being able to come back in. I'm just doing hotels across the country. Stayed at the Kempinski Hotel at the Mall of Emirates. It was beautiful. Such a gorgeous... as soon as I walked in, I thought of us.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where we stayed when we did our 48-hour broadcast.
Yeah.
Right? So when we broadcast live at the Mall of Emirates, like probably 7 years ago at the mall.
Yeah.
They put us at the Kempinski Hotel afterwards. Then I was staying in the same room that we interviewed Victoria Beckham and WWE superstars Lana. Do you remember?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
So as I was, it was a bit weird because I'm sitting there watching the TV and think to myself, right here is where we interviewed Victoria Beckham.
Crazy.
And it was a completely different life. But just, yeah, kids loved it. Only in Dubai do you have it 50 degrees outside whilst being freezing in this chalet looking at the ski Dubai. So, and the staff were amazing and they love Virgin Radio, they were telling me. So,
good.
Thank you so much to the guys there. Pretty went to the beach, which I applaud you. You got out of the house.
Thank you.
I know you're a little bit reluctant to leave the house, but
it was nice. It was really beautiful, so quiet. What an amazing way to start the day.
Yeah, beautiful.
I was saying this on my Instagram, like, I grew up city life. And the beach is not like a part of a regular thing that we do. It's not a thing that we do over the summer.
Yeah.
And I feel like in Dubai, if you don't take advantage of it, you're losing out.
What a beautiful
beach. Like, I wish I did this more often.
I know. That's what we're telling you. You got to get out there, man. It's so beautiful. And did you get in the water?
No, we didn't go in the water.
Okay.
Well,
that's the next step for you.
Well, no, it wasn't because of any fear or anything like that. We were just enjoying lying down and
chatting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but next step, you got to get in. Going into the seawater, it just does something to your body. I don't know what it does.
Well, scientifically, they say it does.
Say that,
relaxes you. Yeah, relaxes you. You feel just better. I don't know why.
Feet, salt. Feet on the sand. It's lovely.
There we go. You all right, Ross?
Feet. Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
Good, yeah.
I had a nice weekend. We went to several swimming pools. Completely burnt myself, but I'm all good.
You are a bit red.
Am I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's what it's about. Just hanging out with the family, doing what you can throughout these times. Great signs in the last 24 hours that there have been no fatalities, no deaths for the coronavirus in the UAE. That's a great sign.
Yeah.
Guys, what a show we've got lined up for you. The biggest thing is the 50,000 dirham. What's in the box? I mean, guys, we're guaranteeing that it's going to go this week. We guarantee it will go this week, which means the clues are going to get easier and easier and help you. That's coming up. Another clue just after 8 a.m. Your pop quiz returns at 7:10. We're back with a couple of games. Hang out with us, all right? Who's up right now? Who's awake? Anybody up right now want to talk to us? Find out how your weekend went, how you're feeling. Tell us what you're doing right now. Anything. I'll take it. 04-871-5544. That's our number in the studio. 04-871-5544. Maybe we'll get you on next, right? A few messages coming in already early this morning, already answering what's in the box, saying, I already know what it is, guys. I've just got to get through.
Wow.
Well, good luck. After 8 this morning, we open up those phone lines. We give you another clue as well. Just after 8 this morning, be ready. Virgin Radio's 50K What's in the Box. Everyone is talking about it.
Totally.
We guarantee this week we give it away.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. 50. There's no one here that's listening that says, I don't want 50,000 dirhams. Like, even if you got a lot of cash on you, you'd still take 50,000 dirhams cash if someone gave
like
it to you.
No one, why would you refuse it, right?
Well, yeah, I'd take 10 dirhams.
Yeah, exactly. Take what you can get, right?
Free money's free money.
Free money is free money. So today, just after 8, as we said, we've got a clue. We're going to open up this envelope and find out what the clue is.
Yeah.
You will hear it. Now, I know a lot of you went down to Imbatuta Mall over the weekend to get extra clues because you were ready for today.
Yep.
I know a lot of you are sitting by your homes and some of you are jobless right now. So this is your job. You're like, hey, if I can earn 50K right now, that's like me working for the last 6 months, a lot of you. Right?
Totally.
So you sort of replenish what you may have not, you've lost, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's back from 8 this morning with another clue. Good luck. Benj, is it Benj? Or Benny or Benj?
It's Benj.
Benj. What's up, Benj? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you guys?
Good. We have just sort of like got up and we're out and about. Yeah. And we're getting our day ready and we just want to find out what you're up to. How you doing? How you feeling?
So far, I'm feeling good. I was just like, I'm on duty right now.
You're on duty? Where at?
I'm having a duty at port.
Oh, at the ports.
Ports. Okay.
Yeah. That's a 24/7 business, right?
Yeah, man. So what, do things always coming in, like no matter what time of the morning, or is it like, do they shut off between like 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Did I just get those timings right?
Wow. Well, how did you even know that?
So good.
I just guessed that.
How did you?
I don't know.
What time do you start work then every day?
Sorry?
What time do you start work every day?
All right, my duty starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, so I woke up around 3 o'clock in the morning.
Gosh.
And then my pickup will be at 4:30 in the morning.
Wow!
Wow, and do you ever have to do the other shift, like the day shift?
Yes, I do. I have 12 hours duty a day, so I'm having 2 weeks of day shift and having 2 weeks of night shift.
How do you adjust your body going from the morning shift to the day shift?
All right. So, for example, if I'm going to from night shift to day shift, so I have to sleep at least a minimum of 4 to 5 hours, and then so I can adjust in sleeping at night.
Benj, wow. You're a legend. You are an absolute legend, because that is not easy.
Wake up at 3 a.m. for a 12-hour shift,
yeah,
starting at 6.
I can do it.
That's crazy.
Like, you know, we get up early here. I get up at like 4:30. Pretty gets up at like 3:45. But by like,
yeah,
I know, 11, 12 o'clock, I'm feeling it. You know
Yeah.
I'm ready for my day to sort of unwind. And Benj is still hitting this through.
Wow.
That's crazy, man. That's well done. Well, listen, thanks so much for listening as well. And say hello to everyone down in the ports that's got us on, eh?
Yeah, hello everyone. For those who are listening here around the terminals, have a great day to everyone and keep safe.
Love that. I love it. I know a lot of people got us on right now. I get told that a lot of you guys, a lot of the kitchens that have started early, the hospitals, the medical centers, the ports, people in the airports have got us on. So if you've got us on, thank you so much. We're glad that we can keep you company. I'm never complaining about waking up at 4:30 ever again.
Yep. Totally.
There it is.
Hollywood. Stars. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, some good news, some sad news in the gossip. What do we got?
Let's start with the sad news.
Please.
Veteran American broadcaster Regis Philbin has unfortunately passed away at the age of 88 from natural causes. If you don't know Regis Philbin, he was the host of Live with Regis and Kelly for years, of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for years. He's a legend.
He's a legend. Like, you would have seen him do so many cameos in different movies as well, but 88 years old.
88
Do they say
old.
What it was from?
Natural causes.
Natural, okay.
Yeah, natural.
I mean, that's
causes.
That's a good innings, as they say in Australia.
Yeah.
That's a good year, 88 years. Lucky number 88 as well. So, Regis, thank you so much for all the entertainment you've done over your years. And
honestly,
he was still working at the age of like 80. Like, that's what I love. Like,
yeah.
I want to have that career.
I saw him live about 10 years ago.
Really?
Years ago, and he was just amazing.
What show was
Regis,
it?
Live with Regis and Kelly at the
so
time.
So cool.
And it was just so cool. Like, he's just a legend. Like,
yeah.
If you grew up with him.
Yeah, every country has, like, their legendary TV host.
Yeah.
And he's it for America.
Yeah.
And for a lot of the world that watch it. So, Regis Philbin, rest in peace. And thank you for all the memories that you have created and given all of us. All right, moving on. What else you got?
So, Justin Bieber paid Kanye West a visit at his Wyoming ranch. If you didn't know, Justin and Haley are currently driving around the U.S. in a $1 million RV, and they stop by Kanye's ranch.
Do they have security with them?
They must, right?
Yeah,
they have to. They must have a car tailing them.
Well,
must,
another RV.
Yeah, like tailing them.
Like, wouldn't that be, just think of you and your girl going on a holiday together in an RV, trying to just, you know, connect and be calm and chill, but you know behind you have a whole security team?
I think they're just used to it, to be honest.
I know, but you can never get used to it. You never want that.
He's grown up with it. He doesn't know any different, does he?
No, he does know different. It's not like he's been doing this since the age of 3. He did have a life without this. It wasn't until the age of like 14.
Yeah, he was 10. He was about 10.
He'd be feeling it. He'd be feeling it.
So, that was interesting. And it comes amid reports that Kanye is not letting Kim come to the ranch. His own wife not coming to the ranch. Well, Kanye West has now tweeted once again an apology, this time to Kim Kardashian, saying, "I would like to apologize to my wife Kim for going public with something that was a private matter. I did not cover her like she has covered me. To Kim, I want to say sorry. Mm. I know I hurt you. Please forgive me. Thank you for always being there for me."
Oh, that's nice.
There it is. See the shirt that I'm wearing today?
What does it say?
Kanye for president.
Kanye for president. Interesting.
I got my Kanye shirt. I bought this 2.5 years ago, funny enough.
Well.
You predicted the future.
Yeah, you're a fortune teller because you made a song as well that had the line in it. Kanye for president.
I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Yeah.
Finally, good news for Demi Lovato.
She is officially engaged. She posted it all over Instagram. Her boyfriend, Max Eric, proposed to her. Now, their relationship was first made public about 4 months ago, so it's still a fairly new relationship. But I feel like she's in a place in her life where she's been through so much that she knows exactly what she wants now.
What's his name?
Max Eric. He's a singer. He's also an actor himself. And this weekend is huge for her because it marks 2 years since she was hospitalized with that near-fatal overdose. She wrote on Instagram, "Only 2 years after that terrible day, I'm engaged to the love of my life.
It's great.
And I can genuinely say I feel free from my demons. The ring, huge, 7 to 10 carats. They're saying it's
7 to 10 carats.
Yeah, anywhere
What's
between
wrong with these people?
$1 million to $3.5 million.
Why has he got that much money, this guy? He's not even on Instagram. I can't find him.
No, it's Ehrich is his last name.
What? What's he do? He's a singer-songwriter.
He's a singer-actor. He's an actor as well. I think he's on, is it Days of Our Lives?
1.6 million. He's a four-time Emmy-nominated actor. Oh, yeah. Okay. So the guy does have money. I mean, that's because that's a lot of money. Oh, he's got some abs on him as well. Good luck. Good on him.
Good for Demi.
Yeah, as long as she's happy. And that's really, really cool. That's good that 2 years ago she was, you know, nearly taking her own life. 2 years later, she's saying Seven, the best time of her life. You can show you how you can change, how that mind can heal. Mm. Well done. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Obviously, Eid's coming up. We're waiting for that email. We haven't had that email from our company yet to say that we've got so what we're expecting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Off.
Yeah.
Four days.
I'm going to refresh our emails now.
You know what you can do, Chris?
What's that?
Because you've got so many holidays, you can book it anyway, and then you'll get your holiday reimbursed, won't you?
No, I don't want to book it.
Like, you book the time off, and then you'll get your holiday.
I've booked a time. I've already booked from August 8th to the 13th.
Mm.
I've got that week off, just to let you guys know.
What?
So I've taken that week off.
What are you doing? So Pretty.
Doing this show.
Who's going to sit there? Eddie. Okay.
Eddie, you ready for that, mate? You're going to have to jump in, man.
Eddie's...
I'm taking the week off. I'm just really doing nothing.
Why?
Why am I taking off?
Yeah, why?
I've hit the maximum days on holidays.
Oh,
so like,
me too.
Have you, dude?
Eddie,
get a week in.
Eddie, take that week off. I'll be in the hot seat.
No, Eddie, do not take the same week that I'm off, because you know what will happen. The show will turn into just not a show anymore.
Whatever.
What? It's big. Rossi's big moment. He's not trusted enough that when I go away.
I know my
crazy Russian boss brings Eddie in.
Exactly. So it's fine. You'll miss me when I'm gone. Anyway, tell us about these staycations.
So if you're looking to get away over the weekend, look at him. So hurry up. Just tell us about the staycations.
Go on.
If you're looking to get away, and there's so many. We have so many beautiful hotels across the UAE, and we know most of them, and we know a lot of them. But if you've got a little bit of cash, and you think to yourself, and the way I'm taking the girls away, I'm going to go take the girls to I forget the name of the place. Zaya Nurai Island.
Oh,
is that what it's called?
Zaya Nurai. Yeah.
Zaya Nurai Island. It's like the Maldives of
The UAE.
Of the UAE. It's crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. But I've justified it because rather than flying all of us to Australia for a 1 month vacation in Australia, which I was planning on doing during the summer holidays.
Well, you went really Australian.
I went real Australian. I've justified that. You know what? I'm going to spend a fraction of that and just be here in Abu Dhabi. So it's a gorgeous island. Here are some other places that maybe you don't know.
Okay.
Not too expensive either, which
is too expensive. At about 700 dirhams a night, an authentic mountain lodge in Hatta.
Ooh.
It's called the Alcala Lodge in the Hajar Mountains. That's Q-A-L-A. We'll throw a list of this up on Instagram stories as well if you want to follow it.
It's meant to be like very Emirati sort of vibe, which is nice.
Number two is a dog-friendly glamping place in Ras Al Khaimah.
So dog-friendly.
If you want to go with your dogs and go camping, 400 dirhams a night.
Well, this isn't camping. This is glamping, you said, right?
Which is true, yeah. It's got the old stable surrounding 9 acres of the desert. It's beautiful, traditional Bedouin sleeps. It's got air conditioning, so you'll be okay. 400 dirhams a night. Number three, a chalet stay on the Abu Dhabi Ranch. Located 45 minutes from Abu Dhabi City, there's horse ranches where you can stay on a little ranch.
Wow.
That's cute.
You know how much a night?
How much?
$250.
That's great.
So there's some affordable places to get out there. There's this quirky houseboat in Abu Dhabi.
Nice.
All right.
I didn't know they had houseboats here.
Yep, 600 dirhams a night. The wooden-clad studio houseboat is filled with retro American decor, pop-art prints, and some amazing furniture. It's located near the Mangrove Village, near the Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool, 600 dirhams a night. Then you got a family-friendly villa retreat in Fujairah. All right. It's a beautiful, it's between the mountains.
Nice.
All right. In Ras Al Khaimah. It borders Fujairah and Ras Al Khaimah, actually. The temperature here typically cooler than the rest of the Emirates because you're in this little valley. It's also got a large swimming pool.
Swimming pool, good.
Pond features. Children can play in all those areas. All right. And it's a little bit higher. But again, if you think about what you pay at a hotel sometimes, it's 1,900 dirhams a night.
Well, you could probably split that between your friends because it says here it's 16 people.
True. There's a beachfront trailer in Ajman. Yep, trailer park. You know, trailer park trash. It ain't trailer park in Ajman. Trash, that is. Beautiful caravans, RV vans, right on the water as well.
We should tell Justin Bieber to bring his RV here.
He'd be there. It's about 1,500 dirhams a night. And finally, there's a New York-style loft apartment in Dubai. Pretty. You should go with your friends here.
Should I go
there? Yeah, because you'll be like home.
Like Thingy in the City, wouldn't it?
Like Thingy in the City.
Complete with sea views that stretch all the way to the Atlantis, the Palm, the duplex apartment in JBR sleeps up to 4 adults, 2 bedrooms inside. Feel like you're in Manhattan.
Wow.
Manhattan, ladies and gentlemen.
Sign me up for that.
All right, that's just over 1,500 dirhams a night as well. So, little staycations, no matter what you do. Are you guys planning on doing anything for Eid, or are you just
going
to...
Oh, we were thinking of going for a drive up to the mountain, like in the mountain areas, and I was trying to see if there were any like good hike trails or anything like that.
Pretty hiking.
Be careful, dude.
I've done it before.
Yeah, you need to hike with someone.
No, they have some ones that are like beginner ones.
Okay.
So I was doing.
Yeah, I just don't trust you and Jeff together on a hike.
I actually just don't trust Jeff.
Jeff, yeah.
Just be very careful.
You know, my brother got lost in the Australian wilderness for 24 hours.
So maybe it'll just be a drive to the mountains, check out a little bit, and then drive back.
We're getting her out a little bit more, which is what I like, Pretty. She's been confined, and she's slowly getting out. We're very proud of her.
Good. Thank you.
Very proud of her.
You do it.
You do you, boo. Yeah, download that Talabat app and get it. Get all your goodies delivered right there at Talabat. I'm going to be getting Fade Fit on Talabat as well. You'll be able to get your Fade Fit snacks from Talabat and all the other good stuff as well.
Have you seen Sheikh Zayed Road?
Huge billboard,
but
right?
Not only that, they've got the boards in the middle of the road as well.
Yeah, Talabat.com. Get on them.
And get the app as well. Download the Talabat app today.
All right. So, good morning.
Morning.
I've got Jersey John on, first of all. Jersey John, good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I just want to let you know that I got some of your snacks at Starbucks. That was pretty cool.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you supporting. Thank you so much. Yeah, they would have been right there on the counter, right?
Yeah, right there. Right, you pull up to the drive-thru. They're right there. You can grab them. And, you know, it's really nice to see them, Starbucks, supporting you.
Thank you, mate. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, it is really nice. Such a nice guy.
Before you give us... before you give us this headline, anything that Rossi's involved with has got to be stupid. Let's be completely honest. I can't even wait to hear this headline.
How do you say it's the Jersey John?
Okay, so Jersey John, the fact that you just said that, as it really blows my mind, because the headline that I'm given to read right now...
You didn't write this.
I didn't write this.
Okay.
Now, Big Rossi actually wrote this headline. He said, Chris, this is your headline. And I said, are you sure? Jersey John, he said, yeah, I am. The headline is, Big Rossi finally realizes he's stupid.
Okay. Well, you know what? Finally, after all these years, I agree with Big Ross.
Whatever.
I will never call and bother you again, because you know now that you're stupid.
Say that again. He's never going to call again. This is the best day ever. I'm so glad I did this headline.
All right, we're going to find out why Rossi has given me this headline to read that says Rossi has realized that he's stupid. We're going to hear the stories next. Jersey John, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I stipulate, I alert everyone that I have not come up with this headline. This headline has been given to me by Big Rossi, and he's asked me to say this on the radio. The headline is, Big Rossi finally realizes he's stupid.
What is
it? I don't like that, mate. I don't want you to say that about yourself. Not nice.
You're loving it. You're loving that I've come to this realization
in
my life.
Not nice. No, not at all. Tell us what. But why are you stupid?
But why?
Just like several things happened yesterday, one after the other. Just decisions, stupid decisions that I've made. First thing was.
Hold on. He's telling this story as the pen that he was using has just now leaked all over his hands.
This is how my life's going at the
moment. He's got just ink all over him.
Where did the green come from?
Don't know. There's one over there as well.
Look, you got ink all over your hands. Yeah. Tell us why you stupid. Go. Sorry.
Three things happened yesterday. First thing was, I was trying to be cool. I thought I'd surprise Liz.
Cute. That's nice.
So I went on Amazon and I bought her a bin.
Wow, you're just really the romantic, aren't you?
Bought her a bin, right?
That's a trash can for some people.
Yeah,
you bought your wife a trash can. Yeah. You thought you'd be nice.
Yeah, I thought I'd surprise her. Because it wasn't any old trash can. It was an automatic trash can.
Wow.
Like
100 dirhams.
Oh.
109, actually. Got it off Amazon. White bin, right?
Electric.
Automatic lid.
So when you go up to it, it just goes...
You have to wave your hand over
it. Oh, that's going to be annoying.
It's so annoying.
You get like
it's
a whole...
rubbish. Yeah. And you know the problem is? What's wrong with it? It's a bathroom-sized bin that I meant to get for the kitchen.
So you got a bathroom-sized trash can.
It's a 10-litre bin, which I thought would be pretty big. But it's one of those things that you put your tissue in.
Yeah, you throw
it. So now we've got a small bathroom bin in the kitchen because I threw the other one away.
You threw it away before that one came.
Yeah.
What'd you throw the trash can in?
The outside wheelie bin. So that was the first mistake.
You put a bin in a bin.
Yeah. Where's your bin? In the bin. So that was the first mistake. Then another one comes along. Car wash. You know where you get a car wash delivered to your house?
Oh, do you? I've never done that before.
You're just so modern.
Thank you so much. I'm very good on this app. Apart from the fact when you order the car wash guy to come and wash your wife's car instead of your own. So I will look out the door. He's washing my wife's car. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm washing your car. I said, I didn't want that one washing. I wanted that one washing. He said, well, have a look at the app. You've put this Toyota Corolla on, not this other one. So the poor guy's washing that one instead. And then the final thing is, I'm filling up my kid's swimming pool in the back garden.
Oh, let me read the headline again. These are reasons why Rossi has just realized that he's stupid. This is the headline that he gave us.
Final one. Filled up the kid's swimming pool, left the hose on all night.
You flooded the whole garden.
Back garden. Had to run out 4 a.m. in the morning. Saw the tortoise was nearly dying.
I keep forgetting about the tortoise.
It turned into a turtle. It was like trying to climb up the wall to escape. Like, it was 4 a.m. I ran out with no clothes on, right? No clothes on. Naked Big Rossi in his back garden trying to rescue a tortoise. And this tortoise is nearly dead. And I've left the hose on for, I would say, 14 hours non-stop.
Your bill.
Oof. What's the longest running job you've ever had, Ross?
This one.
Yep.
Yeah, this one.
Just remember that.
Rossi, you know what it is?
I don't know what it is. Like, you need to take more care.
Yes! But you need to take, this is what you need to do. The next time you're about to do something,
attention.
Focus on that one thing.
You can't do it.
Make sure you've read everything. Make sure you filled everything out correctly.
You can't do that.
And then you move on to the next thing.
We've worked with this guy for 8 years.
You got to focus.
No, I think we've worked with him for 9 years. There's no one I've ever worked with like this guy. And people say to me, why do you pick on him? I'm like, you understand who he is? Do you understand this human being?
Focus. I said it.
I wouldn't want him to change. Well, I don't want you to change, Ross. I want you to remain, as you say, stupid.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, I can't wait to see my bill anyway for that water.
Stupid.
Blimey.
Did the turtle survive? That's what we care about.
It's still alive, yeah. Good. It's been in its shell for a while, like with its head away, but I'm sure it's just having a sleep.
And do you sleep with pajamas on?
No.
We've got some traffic at the borders, right near Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, so we've got about 30 to 40 minutes on E11 right now, and you're looking at about almost an hour on 311 if you're trying to get into Abu Dhabi right now.
Obviously, that's with the COVID test going on as well and the permits and everything like that. Hey, great sign for the UAE, though. No deaths over the last 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Not many countries can always say that, so no deaths over the last 24 hours. Our cases are just over 300 again. We were in the mid-200s over the weekend, which was a good sign, so hopefully we can keep it lower and
keep
doing what you got to do. Look after yourself. You know, I see a lot of people going out and having their dinners with their friends, and I see them sitting 20 to a table and just dancing with each other, and I'm like, I get frustrated a little bit, you know?
Yeah, some people just don't know about the physical distancing.
I just don't understand it. Like, for me, I don't, you know, I took Brianna out yesterday for lunch.
Yeah, that looked amazing, by the way.
It was so great, and, you know, we sat on a table on our own. There was no one within probably 10 meters of us. And all the tables were spread out. I usually look at the restaurant before I go to it, like on social.
Yeah.
I just want to see how it is. But on a Friday, Saturday night, some of these restaurants just jam-packing. Like,
they're full, yeah.
Yeah, tables of 10 all over the place. And then, just dancing. Like literally dancing. They're not really dancing, but they're congregating in the middle and they're like, hey, they're all having sort of that fun sort of feel, you know? And I'm like,
having fun.
Yeah, how dare you have fun?
You just have to be careful. I mean, the good news is the recovery's numbers are going really, really well. Yeah. So,
but don't, I mean, like, all I want is us to be able to do that. Like, that's what I want. But I think if we just, I just keep looking at Melbourne in Australia. They had zero cases. They were like, we've got no cases. We're all good. They're now about 400 cases a day. They've had to lock down again, which is the last thing that we would want here to keep going up. But, you know, I know how hard it is, you know, and I'm getting invited to so many out like dinners. Like, hey, we're going out for dinner this weekend. Would you like to join us? I'm like, I'm straight out. I said, hey, guys, I'm only sort of rolling with a few people that I know and that I know where they've been.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to have an open dinner yet. But, yeah, just be wary. If you're going out for dinners and lunches, like, you know, try to stick to four to a table. You know, don't be doing those 10 to 15 people, all those restaurants at, you know, DIFC and all the hotels, like all those cool schmancy places. Which are nice. Like, they're good places and I love them.
Yeah.
But like, come on, 10 to 15 to a table?
I think it's like probably the need to kind of, you want to feel like things are normal again, maybe.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, again, just seeing on people's social media, just people taking selfies together.
Right.
Like four girls, like all their arms around each other, just taking a photo. And I'm like, oh, dude, like what? You know, like just chill out.
Yeah. And like, yeah, it's interesting. Like, I've seen it over the weekend, people just continuing life as normal. But even me, I'm like a bit like a ninja when people come over to me. I'm like, whoa!
I saw you on your social. Saw you on your social. Yeah, like I went to the mall over the weekend. And
how's that?
really good. The malls were busy, which was good to see. I mean, that's what I want. I think we should get out there and do what we got to do. But just, I'm saying social distancing or physical distancing is that word, is so important.
Mm.
Took a bunch of photos, which people that listen to this show and know me from the Instagram and social. So it was amazing. But everyone was fairly respectful. We all had our masks on. A few, you know, we did everything. One guy did come up without his mask, and I had to do that. Yo.
Yeah.
Put the mask on, man. Or like, you know, a few people wearing the mask below their nose.
Mm.
And I know it sounds like we're like sort of like boring, but anyway, it's weird times. But have fun. Do what you got to do. Just make sure you practice that physical distancing. I think that's the most important thing.
all the latest gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip.
All right, how are we looking?
So Doja Cat has revealed that she tested positive for the coronavirus.
What?
And this comes months after she was mocking it back in March. She said back in March, who cares about the coronavirus? It's just a flu. Get over it. And now she tested positive. She's doing okay now, but she said she had 4 days of severe symptoms. And yeah.
So is she regretting saying what she was saying?
So. Yeah, I feel like. I don't think she'll probably say that, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say. There's many people that were reluctant about it and going, oh, what the hell, this coronavirus is nothing. And then they get it and they come out. They said, I should never say it. In New York, they're running a great campaign right now. I saw it. And it's about don't make your final last words be, I should have listened to everyone or something like that. Because it's saying that there's a lot of people, and this is really morbid, but when New York went through the really bad times, that the doctors and the nurses were saying that a lot of the patients who were passed away, who were passing away, their final words were, I should have listened to people.
About it.
About the coronavirus. Because they didn't take it seriously, then they got it and they realized it's
that's
really
so full. Sad. That's so sad. That's so sad.
The fear that you must get, you know what I mean? So be safe, look after yourselves. Physical distancing, masks, the usual.
Yeah, exactly. Moving on to Ellen, this is really scary. Ellen DeGeneres was at home when her mansion was burglarized, and this happened on July 4th. The total value of the stolen items was not revealed. It's thought high-value jewelry pieces and watches were stolen. The crazy thing is, this is an 8,000-square-foot home, right? The suspects managed to get in and out undetected. No sensors went off, and now because of that, Ellen has decided to obviously ramp up security and sensors. But it's a big home, I guess. They just got in and out.
These guys are professional. That type of thing, right?
If I was one of these Hollywood celebrities and I lived in a mansion, I had endless amounts of money.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I'm getting about four Dobermans.
Dobermans, yeah.
I'm getting four of those. I'm getting two German Shepherds.
Just to guard the house.
I got six amazing dogs who are not only loving, but they'll protect me.
Okay.
I'm getting security cameras in every single corner.
Yep.
And then I'm hiring about three security guards nonstop, one at the front, one at the back, and just one roaming continuously. Yeah. I'd have spotlights. This is the only way that I would feel comfortable.
Mm. Yeah, it's crazy to think that a lot of these celebs just don't do anything, right, to their homes. They have such large properties.
They're like suburbs
where people can enter from literally anywhere.
I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which, you know, it's a show that I dab on sometimes.
It's your little guilty pleasure.
And I felt sorry for Kim Kardashian because she went on holidays to Mexico with her friends.
Yeah.
And then she had an anxiety attack. And the reason why she had an anxiety attack, she was in tears, was she can't relax because of what happened to her in Paris.
Right.
So she said, whenever I leave my house and I'm staying in another person's hotel or house, I instantly feel anxious because I feel like someone's going to break in and take our money and then rob me like they did in Paris.
Scary.
And even though there was security all over the place and she was assured that the place where they were staying was secure, 24 hours after they were there, leaked photos of them on the beach where they were staying out front of this house were leaked to the public.
And that freaked her out.
And then that freaked her out and she had an anxiety attack because, like, we've got to move now. We've got to leave.
Gosh.
So imagine living that life.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's gone through it. She's had many, many break-ins to her house. She's had stalkers who have been arrested. But it hasn't stopped her from putting down new music.
She released a brand new album this weekend and it's called Folklore. And it's actually being hailed as her best work yet. It's a very mellow album. I listened to it. It's very, very cool. One of the songs in there is what everyone is talking about. It's called Betty. Mm-hmm. Now, why is this a big deal? Well, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, you know they have three daughters.
Yes.
They've revealed only two of the names of their kids. They've never revealed the third one. And everyone thinks it's Betty because in this song...
Is the kid born?
Yeah. The kid's born. They never revealed her name. And in this song, they're like really good friends. In this song, Taylor names Inez and James, the other two daughters. Like, she uses their name, so everyone thinks number three is Betty.
Have a listen to this. Tell her Swift, Betty.
Betty, one time I was riding on my skateboard when I passed your house. It's like I couldn't breathe. You heard the rumors from Inez. You can't believe a word she says most times, but this time it was true. The worst thing that I ever did was what I did to you. But if just showed up at your party. Would you have me? Would you want me? Would you tell me to go f*** myself or lead me to the
such
garden?
Such a beautiful song until that beep came in.
Trust me, if I told you it was just a summer thing.
What's going on there?
17. I was waiting.
I don't know anything, but I know I missed you.
Yeah, Taylor, just so you know, just a warning.
She's got a potty mouth.
This album has several tracks that are explicit, just a warning, so which is not usual for Taylor Swift.
I know, but just because she's so innocent, she's like, well, I am here to... Do you know what I mean? She dumps it in there.
But that's the vibe of the album, like that kind of mellow, laid-back kind of vibe.
Well, she is a country music singer
by
heart,
that's what she started,
right?
Yeah, that's what she started.
All right, there we go. So we grew up with a German Shepherd in our family, my Teta in Sydney, Australia, my beautiful Madeleine Charbin, my mother's mum. They were Nadim and Madeleine Charbin, my grandparents, no longer with us. We gifted them many years ago a German Shepherd, a baby German Shepherd.
Okay.
And obviously this German Shepherd grew up to be a beast. I was around some German Shepherds yesterday, actually. I went to a pet shop. And it was more a training facility. And it made me, honestly, for a moment go...
You wanted one?
I think I want a German Shepherd because it brought back my youth. I grew up from the age of probably maybe 5 to I was 16. Rigo was there.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful dog. And just so loving and so warm. But man, if he did not know you, that thing turned into like a beast.
To anyone?
Not really. If you were around, but if someone was coming into the house that he did not know, like as into the garden, because he's a guard dog. That's
right.
What they are.
Yeah.
They've got that instinct of like they switch on, right? Mm. But always around the kids, he was always loving. He was always a great dog. And then my grandmother used to go take, my Teta used to go take it for a walk around the block because it needed to be walked every single day. And then obviously Teta got older. You're not as mobile.
Right.
And this dog is a big dog. It's like a little mini horse. And we got the call once that we had to come and get rescue Teta because what had happened, she was taking the dog for a walk and she's got the leash, as you do, wrapped around your wrist.
Right.
And she's holding it. And then Rigo has seen another dog.
Oh, no.
And has just charged for the dog.
Oh, no.
And has dragged Teta about 20 meters on the concrete.
Oh.
And she couldn't get there. Her hand was not coming out of the leash.
Oh, my goodness, your poor grandma.
Yeah, and she was probably like, I don't know, 50 kilos if she was. She was tiny. Oh. And just, she would have been in like early 60s and just dragged
this
up the street.
This is a really sad story. Why are you telling me?
Oh. That's what we had to tell Teta. You can't walk the dog anymore.
Was she okay?
Yeah, she had. I remember, I mean, I was young, but she had all the scuffs and we had to take her to the hospital. She had the bandages put on and all that. But, you know, it wasn't the, you know, Rigo didn't understand what was going on, you know, but that's how.
This is a really terrible story. Why did you share this story? This is horrible.
Because we're talking about dogs.
I'm thinking about.
He's always got to find like a sad negative story, hasn't he? With something. That's what he does.
Wow. There it is.
Sorry, man.
Got to always find the negativity in it.
No.
Sorry. For the Chris Fade Show, you got to love Facebook memories. They come up. Yep. They either depress you instantly or make you feel better about yourself.
Instagram has it too, you know.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They are. They've got them both. So we're talking memories. Where were you this time last year? What were you doing this time last year? We're going to take your calls. We're going to open up these phone lines. Call us. Have a think about it.
Yeah.
What were you doing this time last year? 04-871-5544. Call us. 04-871-5544. What were you doing this time last year?
This time last year to the day, I was in Vancouver, Canada, driving up to Whistler to do my first ever hike at Joffrey Lakes.
I remember the photos pretty. They looked absolutely, it looked like a painting.
It was it was one of the most amazing experiences
of
my life.
What's it called?
Joffrey Lakes.
That looked, I would love to go there.
It's beautiful.
So epic, huh?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Go Google pictures of Joffrey Lake just to see what pretty's talking about. That's where you were this time last year?
Exact, like just this day, I was literally on the way.
See, look, now we're here.
Now we're here.
What would you rather? Be here with me and Rossi or... on a beautiful lake in Canada.
I would love to just be with you guys.
That's right, pretty. Yeah. Guess good. Say it again. Say it again.
I want to be here with you guys.
There you go. Rossi, where were you this time last year?
To the day, actually. I was in a place called Port Merion, which is like an amazing little Italian village.
You're right? So exotic.
But it's in Wales.
What? Wait, what?
So it's like this, like, it was built in the 60s, and it's like all these amazing buildings in this place called Wales, which is, you know, a country.
Mm.
But it's all like Italian looking, but it's in Wales. It's amazing. And I was there to this day.
With a family.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Chris, where were you?
I was in LA.
What were you doing in
LA? Me, Virginia Auntie, then our nannies, Nushi, Kiki, Brianna, we were all in LA. We had sort of just got there, and we just got into an Airbnb. And what we do when we first go in there, the most exciting part for me especially, is I go to Walmart with a big trolley and just go shopping.
You went to Walmart. And CVS is your favorite,
yeah,
too.
It was the day that we stocked up the house because we knew that we were going to be there for 4 weeks. So we go and buy all the ridiculous types of cereal, all the weird food and the amazing, horrible, bad, unhealthy food that you do get in America.
You mean our regular American breakfast?
Yeah.
That I grew up on? Very
and
healthy.
And then we went to a pancake shop, and I forget the name of it. We go there every year, and the pancakes, I kid you not, are nearly the size of a car tire.
Just stop now, please.
I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating when I say they're the size of a car tire.
American food's the best.
Yep. And ever since then, my digestion problem.
You're still digesting that pancake.
I tell you, I went
year.
To a diner and I had a pastrami sandwich.
Yeah, you're still talking about that. I remember you mentioning it.
I had a pastrami sandwich about a year ago. It destroyed my guts. I swear, a year on, I'm still going through it.
It's because there's like half a kilo of pastrami with like half a kilo
just,
of mayo.
I'm just not made for it. I'm not made for it. Eddie, what were you doing, man? This time last year, phone guy Eddie, what were you doing?
I was working.
Oh, Eddie.
Always working, Eddie. Always working, man.
Yep.
Nala, what were you doing this time last year?
I was actually, you were testing me out to see if I was going to get the job this
oh,
time.
Oh, wow. Whoa, you're on trial to take this job that you've got now.
Yeah.
You know you're still on trial.
We do
a 3-year trial here. Rossi just got off his.
Yeah.
What did you do? What were you doing this time last year? Call us 04871-5544. Issa, what were you doing this time last year?
My brother's wedding in Jordan.
Oh,
I think that's where you're going to get married as well.
Maybe. Hey, that's where I proposed to be.
Hey,
that's
maybe.
Where I proposed to be.
Yeah.
So you were, this time last year, you were having the best time of your life. Your brother's getting married. You're in Jordan. The family's there. And
amazing.
This time we're here. Stuck.
We're here.
Well, happy anniversary to your brother.
Exactly.
You.
Exactly, man. All right, we'll take more calls next. 04-871-5544. Goresh, what were you doing?
Yeah, I was in the morning, Chris, Pretty, and Ross. I was in Atlanta and enjoying, you know, two museums there. One is the Coca-Cola Museum and other is the, you know, CNN Museum. And the most interesting part was that Coca-Cola Museum has collection of their entire global beverages that they have. So it was too much fun, you know, watching the entire process.
I love, Goresh, I love you, bro. You went all the way to Atlanta and you went to the Coca-Cola.
It's the home of Coca-Cola.
You went to the Coca-Cola Museum? I would never do that.
Like, okay, so there's a place in the States, in Pennsylvania, called Hershey. There's a city called Hershey.
Where the chocolate.
And that is where the chocolate. So you get to go to the Hershey chocolate factory, do a whole tour, and see how they make
really?
The chocolate. And you get free chocolate at the end of it. I would totally do something like that.
Yeah.
I get you, Goresh. Totally.
Goresh, was it amazing? Like, did you get to have, like, you obviously had a lot of Coke.
Yeah, just like hundreds of beverages Coke have worldwide, you know, something in Japan, something in, you know, Egypt, something in Russia, something in U.S. So it's not pure Coca-Cola, but there are a lot of other flavored products, including...
Do you get a carry-home bag? Like, do they give you a lot to take home with you?
Yeah, they did give me one souvenir Coca-Cola bottle, which is like very, very, you know, old kind of bottle.
That's so cool. Who'd you go with? Who did you go take there with you?
Yeah, a couple of my friends, my college friends were there, so they came up.
That's cool.
That's very cute. It's very cute.
I love that.
Did you see the clear Coca-Cola? Do you remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
Tab clear, do you remember that?
Clear Coca-Cola,
those
yeah.
Those were the days, 1990s.
Yeah, there's so many different kind of beverages. I, you know, almost forgot that so many drinks I had that day, small portions.
What's your favorite type of Coca-Cola, would you say, Girish?
Leave him alone.
You know, the traditional flavor Coca-Cola is still my favorite.
And it always tastes better out of the glass bottle, don't you think?
Yeah, no, they gave me that small plastic, in the glass bottle they gave me, that's a souvenir. But, you know, there it was in a small plastic glasses they were giving. At least that day
he's obsessed with Coca-Cola. Leave this is amazing.
Alone. This is amazing.
Flavors. Yeah, 40-45 flavors of different beverages.
So name some of the flavors. What are some of those 45 flavors? I'm trying to remember them all.
Yeah. You know, flavor means, I mean, they're the actual product.
I love him. I really do.
You would do...
Sorry, Gresh. I pretty just interrupted you then, mate. Gresh, you're an absolute legend, and I take it all back. If I was in Atlanta with you, I would, because you're so passionate about it, I would love to go spend a couple of hours in the Coca-Cola museum.
Cool.
Honestly, I would.
Yeah,
I would like to do that.
And this entire process, you know, they showed me where the actual recipe is stored in a lock and key, and what is the process, and it's like history of Coca-Cola. It's like, you know, though we know it's one of the brands, I mean, global brands, but there is a lot of history. You know, we're living with these kind of brands. I mean, not only Coca-Cola, but there are a lot of other legendary brands in the global. I mean, today now new brand is this Apple or somewhere Samsung or all these things. But when you come to know how, you know, they came up, what are the historical, you know, facts and figures, pictures, you know, collections, different kind of bottles, designs, different kind of experiments.
We'll come back. Girish.
Yes.
Love you, mate. You're an absolute legend. Thank you for calling the show. And yes, Coca-Cola need to give you some sort of like...
Seriously.
...certificate or something. You're the best ambassador for Coca-Cola.
No, actually, I'm not the ambassador, but, you know, I'm a true person. If I love something, I love something. I know. You know, it is something which is happening that today in a commercial world, yes, these are all... you know, kind of advertisements, and you can say, but if you love something, you love something. I mean, it's coming from your heart.
Aww.
It doesn't mean that I don't love Pepsi.
Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married.
Does your wife get jealous about your infatuation with Coca-Cola?
No, it's not like that. I mean, you know, I'm just talking positive about a good friend.
If I could have...
You're amazing.
Listen, I've got a company called Fade Fit, right? If I ever had someone that was so passionate like Gresh is with Coca-Cola, I'm done. This is it. This is what it's all about.
I love your enthusiasm.
We love
your job.
Yeah, he doesn't want one. I got to get him a job at Coca-Cola though.
One more thing.
Yep. Well, just one more thing, guys. Gresh, we've got one more thing. Hold on. Yep.
I'm on a personal level. I'm a very creative person. I'm an artist.
Oh.
And I'm a cartoonist. You know, so I have made all. You know, caricatures of all three of you.
Wow.
We'd love to see that.
We'll send you on Instagram or something.
Please do. Please post it and tag us on it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, buddy.
That's what's something. And the best one is of course, Chris. You know, because he has amazing personality. Anyways, I mean...
I love you, mate. I could talk to you for hours.
So
honestly,
good.
I could. Thank you so much, Gresh. Take care, okay?
Take care. And happy morning to all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah!
Gosh! We need more people like Gresh.
Yes.
Honestly.
Hollywood.
Stars. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Go Pretty Malik.
So Billie Eilish, if you follow her on Instagram, she's just announced that she's releasing a brand new song out on Thursday. It's called My Future. So you can look forward to that. I'm looking forward to new Billie Eilish
music.
There we
go. Yeah,
right?
She's always got good music coming out, doesn't she?
Kissing Booth 3 came... Kissing Booth 2 came out on Netflix this weekend. I was watching it. I know everyone was watching it. Everyone's wondering if there's going to be a third part because it's left on a big cliffhanger. A lot of the actors from the movie are saying yes, there should be a part 3, but Netflix hasn't announced it yet, so we're waiting on that. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they are suing for violating their privacy. They say the Daily Mail basically publicized their new location in L.A., which meant swarms of paparazzi showed up at their house and took illegal photos, basically, and especially photos of their son, Archie. And now someone is shopping around photos of baby Archie.
But, I mean, the royals, which they aren't royals anymore, I mean, moving to L.A., you know that's going to happen.
No, so what happened was they got a drone and they flew it over their house.
Yeah,
and they took zoomed-in photos of the baby.
Totally illegal, but... That's what LA is all about. That's what they do.
That's what
like,
LA does,
That's why the likes of like Lindsay Lohan and that live here and not there because just they did not want that.
They didn't want that.
Finally, Friends fans, a question that everyone's been waiting to hear.
Okay, so the big debate is, were Ross and Rachel on a break or not when Ross decided to, you know what, with that other girl?
He got into it with another girl, right?
This
is, we're going back like 15 years now on Friends.
It's a question that really divides a lot of Friends fans. Well, David Schwimmer, aka Ross, was doing an interview with Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy just had to ask him the question, were Ross and Rachel on a break?
Yeah, it's not even a question. They were on a break.
Of course he's going to say that.
Ross is too nice. He would never be able to.
No, what do you mean nice? People say that they weren't on a break and he cheated. No, but Ross says
he's not. He was on a break.
Yes. We were on a break.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Ross was on. He's too nice. Of course he's on a break. It's Ross.
All Rosses are nice.
Do you think they were on a break?
Yeah, they were on a break, definitely.
Rossi, were they on a break?
Yeah. Ross, he just didn't understand it either. He's a simple man, Ross. He's a bit awkward, you know?
So he was on a break.
He didn't know. He didn't know. That was it. Just leave it at that.
So they were, according to Ross...
They were on a break.
They were on a break.
I'm loving this new song, by the way. Thanks, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
With his game of... His bag... I always say his game. His bag of tricks. Now... Rossi, tell us the name of this game is the repetition competition. How does it work?
What's going to happen is Pretty Malik is going to read out a list of items. You have to repeat them back to her and you have to keep on going to see who can remember the most items, basically. I think like the record is like 9 items or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you know I saw a video of this? Donald Trump.
Yep, he did the memory game.
Donald Trump played this game, and at the end of it, he was like, you know, I can't do a Donald Trump impersonation.
No, don't.
But they told me that not many people could do what I do, and they said that I was very good at it, and I'm one of the best.
Really?
Honestly.
He played our game.
It was the repetition game. I'm like, are you serious? I'd like to get that audio at some stage.
Well, that's how, you know, some of the most intelligent people in the world remember things.
Let's do this right now. So the aim of the game, how does it work again?
Okay, so I'm going to basically rattle off things and you follow along with me. You have to repeat it and we're going to see how far down the list we go.
Can I go second? I always go first.
Sure,
and
you
I always
can go
I lose this against Rossi.
Okay. I beat him all the time.
Okay, ready? Are you ready, Big Rossi?
I am ready.
Focus.
Let me just get in the zone here. Make sure I'm not cheating.
I'm going to make sure the paper, you can't see it.
Chris is checking to see I'm not cheating.
Okay, ready?
I have to remember all the things. Here we go.
Ready, set. Bottle.
Bottle.
Bottle jacket.
Bottle jacket.
Bottle jacket ring.
Bottle jacket ring.
Bottle jacket ring unicorn.
Bottle jacket ring unicorn.
Bottle jacket ring unicorn stationery.
Bottle jacket ring unicorn stationery.
Bottle jacket ring unicorn stationery window.
Bottle jacket ring unicorn stationary window.
Wow. Bottle jacket ring unicorn stationary window motorcycle.
Bottle jacket unicorn.
Forgot ring.
Why do you keep looking at your hands for?
He counts on his finger. He like looks at his fingers as if to...
Each finger has a special meaning.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. You got up to 6 words.
So can
Chris,
you beat me?
You got to beat 6.
Put your phone away. Let me just check here.
Now that I'm a scuba diver.
Oh, please don't even bring that into this.
Okay, ready?
Ready, set.
Go.
Milkshake.
Milkshake.
Milkshake printer.
Milkshake printer.
Milkshake printer highway.
Milkshake printer highway.
Milkshake printer highway ball gown.
Milkshake printer highway ball gown.
Milkshake printer highway ball gown memory.
Milkshake printer. Nah, see, I remain silent during
That's
his,
true. That is
and he's
true.
Making noises
That's
and he's trying
true.
To put me off, and
That's
it's put
true.
Me off.
That's true, Grossi.
Milkshake printer or highway ball gown and memory.
Keep going. sorry. Keep the music back on. Milkshake printer, highway, ball gown, memory computer.
Milkshake printer, ball gown.
No.
Milkshake printer. Yes, nah, I'm doing it again.
Nah.
He spoiled the whole thing. Did I beat him?
No.
I want to do it again.
Yay!
Why can't I do it again? He's
because
laughing.
I let you continue.
Yeah, but my mind was off. I was off.
I'm just really good at this game.
Okay, I'll give you a new set of
really
words.
Good
ready,
at it.
Ready. Quickly. Ready?
Go.
Building.
Building mirror.
Building mirror train. Building mirror train computer. Building mirror train computer elevator.
Building mirror train computer elevator.
Building mirror train computer elevator. Sneakers.
Building mirror train computer. Elevator computers.
Nah!
Yes!
Did he win?
He won.
Nah, he's cheated again!
Oh, that's just really good, isn't it?
I can't believe Rossi beat you at a memory game, man.
Hey, I bet you no one else can beat me either.
Oh, man. Next time you go up against someone then that listens to the show, all right? Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That's it for us. Sunday, done and dusted. One and done. Short week, hopefully this week, with Eid upon us as well. Mm-hmm. We missed it. All right. We missed the 50K this morning, but you have another chance after 10 a.m. right now with Sheena coming up, and it's worth 50,000 dirhams.
Remember, that new clue is October. We're getting a lot of messages saying this completely changes what they were thinking. So make sure you go down to Ibn Battuta Mall and check out the other extra clues as well.
Man, I tell you, if you got that time, swing by it, get the other clues. Literally, you'll probably double your chances of knowing what the answer will be. Good luck. We guarantee to give that 50K away this week. Tomorrow on the show, WWE superstar The Big Show joins us. It's going to be so cool. Have a great day. We'll catch you then. From myself, Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy Eddie, and Nala, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.